Hey everyone, this is Michael D'Aloia, CEO of Evergreen Podcast. For this episode of Evergreen Cheer, I'll be reading the poem The Forsaken Merman by Matthew Arnold. Among the major Victorian writers, Matthew Arnold is unique in that his reputation rests equally upon his poetry and his poetry criticism. Only a quarter of his productive life was given to writing poetry, but we are all the better for his poetic prowess. Arnold's poem is the lament of a merman over the desertion by his human wife, Margaret. The story that unfolds as the poem progresses is that Margaret had married the merman and had lived happily with him for many years beneath the sea and had borne his children. Margaret's existence was a happy one in this enchanting underwater world. Then at Easter, the sound of the church bells tolling from the world above awakens her sense of religious duty. She asks her husband if she can go into town and attend church. The merman grants her wish to go into the village, assuming that she was only going for a brief visit. But a religious devotion is a powerful draw, and she never returns to her husband or children. Not to get too deep, but the poem offers the Victorian struggle of religion versus personal duty, especially when focused on deeply religious celebrations. The poem deserves new life and understanding. And with that, I present The Forsaken Merman by Matthew Arnold. Come, dear children, let us away, down and away below. Now my brothers call from the bay, now the great winds shoreward blow, nor the salt tides seaward flow, now the wild white's horses play, champ and chafe and toss in the spray. Children dear, let us away, this way, this way. Call her once before you go, call once yet, in the voice that she will know, Margaret, Margaret. Children's voices should be dear, call once more to a mother's ear. Children's voices wild with pain, surely she will come again. Call her once and come away, this way, this way. Mother dear, we cannot stay. The wild white horses foam and fret. Margaret, Margaret. Come, dear children, come away down, call no more. One last look at the white-walled town and the little gray church on the windy shore. Then come down. She will not come though you call all day. Come away, come away. Children dear, was it yesterday we heard the sweet bells over the bay, in the caverns where we lay, through the surf and through the swell, the far-off sound of a silver bell? Sand-strewn caverns, cool and deep, where the winds are all asleep, where the spent light quivers and gleam, where the saltweed sprays in the stream, where the sea beasts ranged all round feed in the ooze of the pasture ground, where the sea snakes coil and twine, dry their mail and bask in the brine, where great whales come sailing by, sail and sail with unshut eye. Round the world forever and aye, when did music come this way? Children dear, was it yesterday? Children dear, was it yesterday? Call yet once that she went away. Once she sat with you and me on a red gold throne in the heart of the sea, and the youngest sat on her knee. She combed its bright hair and she tended it well, when down swung the sound of a far-off bell. She sighed, she looked up through the clear green sea. She said, I must go to my kinsfolk, Piray, in the little gray church on the shore today. 'Twill be Easter time in the world, ah me! And I lose my poor soul, merman, here with thee. I said, go up, dear heart, through the waves. Say thy prayer and come back to the kind sea caves. She smiled, she went up through the surf in the bay. Children dear, was it yesterday? Children dear, were we long alone? The sea grows stormy, the little ones moan. Long prayers, I said, in the world they say. Come, I said, and we rose to the surf in the bay. We went up the beach by the sandy down, where the sea stocks bloom, to the white-walled town. Through the narrow paved streets where all was still, to the little gray church on the windy hill. From the church came a murmur of folk at their prayers, but we stood without in the cold blowing airs. We climbed on the graves on the stones worn with rains, and we gazed up the aisle through the small leaded panes. She sat by the pillar, we saw her clear. Margaret, hist, come quick, we are here. Dear heart, I said, we are long alone. The sea grows stormy, the little ones moan. But ah, she gave me never a look. for eyes were sealed to the holy book. Loud praise the priest, shut stands the door. Come away, children, call no more. Come away, come down, call no more. Down, 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 down to the depths of the sea, she sits at her wheel in the humming town, singing most joyfully. Hark what she sings, oh joy, for the humming street and the children with its toy, for the priest and the bell and the holy well, for the wheel where I spun and the blessed light of the sun. And so she sings her fill, singing most joyfully, till the spindle drops from her hand and the whizzing wheel stands still. She steals to the window and looks at the sand, and over the sand at the sea. And her eyes are set in a stare, and anon there breaks a sigh, and anon there drops a tear from a sorrow-clouded eye, and a heart sorrow-laden, a long, long sigh. For the cold, strange eyes of a little mermaiden, and the gleam of her golden hair. Come away, away, children, come down. The hoarse wind blows coldly, light shines in the town. She will start from her slumber when gusts shake the door. She will hear the winds howling, will hear the waves roar. We shall see while above us the waves roar and whirl, a ceiling of amber, a pavement of pearl. Singing, here came a mortal, but faithless was she, and alone dwell forever the kings of the sea. But children, at midnight, when soft the winds blow, when clear falls the moonlight, when spring tides are low, when sweet airs come seaward from heaths starred with broom and high rocks throw mildly on the bleached sands a gloom, up the still glistening beaches, up the creeks we will hie, over banks of bright seaweed, the ebb tide leaves dry. We will gaze from the sandhills at the white sleeping town, at the church on the hillside, and then come back down, singing, there dwells a loved one, but cruel is she. She left lonely forever the kings of the sea.
Thank you for listening to Cheer. We'd like to acknowledge the Evergreen team for making this podcast possible. You can listen to Cheer and more of our podcasts by subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Or visit evergreenpodcasts.com. From all of us at Evergreen, we wish you a happy and joyful Easter.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.
This podcast was produced with the support of the Ohio Motion Picture Tax Credit and in partnership with the Ohio Development Services Agency.